Hello everyone. In this MP3, I will be speaking with you about your energy field, particularly looking at how it serves as a container and also as a connector. Then before I close, I will address how best to maintain the health of your energy field. We'll start with the container piece. Your energy field or aura is an emanation of subtle energy flowing through and from your physical body and your consciousness. This means that the quality of your physical energy and the conditions of your body have presence in the energy field. This is true for your emotions as well. Your constant emotions, love for certain people, contentment in life, perhaps concerns about some part of your life. Those all are present in your field. Fleeting emotions, excitement, perhaps a flare-up of anger, would be present in your field for a shorter amount of time. Your thoughts generate energy. Your beliefs, your false beliefs, conflicts, and mental preoccupations all have energy in your field. Karmic patterns and imprints, your soul energy, your passions and creativity are all present in an energetic form in your field. Now, the field extends around the body anywhere from 2 to 4 feet on average. That can vary quite a bit depending on circumstances and the person. But what's important to know right now is that however the size or dimensions of your field, it has a natural border to it. And that border is really important because it contains your vital energy. It keeps your vital energy with you. This border or boundary of the field has a great significance in terms of individuation. It's through the boundary of your field that you can experience yourself as separate. And in experiencing self as separate, you have a stronger self-identity. You have a stronger ability to individuate and a stronger ability to use your energy, to know your wants and needs, to understand and work with your drives and creativity. The container is a very powerful part of our experience, and it is a resource to us. Now, as physical, energetic, spiritual beings, we live in a complex dynamic. We are individuated, but we are also one with the unified field. And the field's energy, the unified field's energy, is flowing around us and through us, yet it doesn't compromise our individuation. All life forms and all sentient beings have energy fields. And all life forms and all sentient beings are in union with the unified field. I'm assuming that all of you have a sense of what the unified field is, but another way to say that is that everything is energy. And we are part of that ocean of energy. So the field contributes to our experience of containment and individuation. The field also serves as a connector. The field is interfacing with the unified field. Our personal energy field is interfacing with the unified field. It is our energy field that first senses other energy fields. If we stand close to someone, the energy fields can be touching or merging. and we pick up information through the field. You've probably all had the experience of walking up and meeting someone and immediately feeling comfort, or you may feel discordant and uncomfortable. The first read of how this experience will be comes through your field, as energy reads energy, and through energy we receive a great deal of information. The energy field really facilitates our instinctual nature. It helps us know what is happening. It connects us. It facilitates our awareness of what's happening around us. When you're in the forest on a hike or sitting by a creek, it's your field that begins to interact first with your environment. Your field is connected to the field of the tree next to you. Your energy field connects to the creek's field. All life forms have energy fields. You connect with the energy field of the earth. And through that connection, you begin to receive energy and have an expanded experience. You're now interfacing beyond yourself. You may feel a level of solitude, but the energetic experience is one of union. This is true when you're with somebody you love. There's both an individuation experience. Yes, you're separate, but on another level, you're not. There's an exchange of energy. And that happens in great part through the field. The field connects us, as I said, with the unified field, and in that field, there's a great deal of information. If you've ever had a sense of knowing what's going to happen, maybe about to happen in the next hour or so, or a week from now, or 6 months from now, that information exists in the unified field, and it's flowing to you, and your field is receiving it. Your field receives it first. Your chakras also can receive it secondarily. If you are an open person and connected with your instincts, you will respond to what you pick up as it enters the field. You will have recognition of it. So the energy field is a connector. Which serves us beautifully as we are part of this ocean of energy, the unified field. And so, if you consider being a container and a connector, then you can really appreciate the beautiful instrument that is the body and energy system. In this material world, the body and energy system are one. They are functioning together as one, supporting physicality and consciousness. And it is this instrument that is in our care. So let's look at how to maintain energy field health. The primary way is to maintain your physical health, to take care of your body, to avoid things that harm your body. So eat well, exercise as you see fit, rest, enjoy life. Your vitality generates a stronger field. Now, people have different constitutions. You may not be a robust person. You may be a more delicate person energetically. That's fine too. You can still have your own brand of vitality that is conserved and well taken care of, and that will generate a strong energy field. Avoiding what harms you is really important, and we'll go to the extreme here and really look at this. Drugs and alcohol, and that includes pharmaceutical drugs, taken to an extreme, will damage the energy field. Primarily, this is because they damage the physical body. They reduce vitality or the quality of physical energy, and they can create a lot of problematic conditions in the body. Once those happen, the energy field is compromised. It can be diminished, reduced in terms of volume and energy. It can also become diffuse or dispersed in some ways. It can develop holes or cracks. And once you develop holes or cracks in the field, you no longer have the container. And you no longer are a clear connector. When there are cracks or holes in the field, especially cracks, other energy can enter. And so you can begin to be very muddled in terms of your individuation. Now, here's an important piece to understand. You create the energy field, and the energy field creates you, which means that your body and consciousness generate the field, and then the field feeds back to you. It feeds back to you through your chakras, through interface with the body, through your nervous system. This field is your immediate environment. Your immediate energetic environment. And if it's not a strong, healthy field, you are not being supported. So you create the field, and the field creates you. So in the case of someone who has a damaged field due to drug or alcohol use, that field no longer serves that person or supports that person. And so the whole recovery process is more complex. And in this case, the most important thing to do is to get a seal around the field first, so that the cracks are being protected. And second, get other people's energy and other energy out. Doing that will facilitate other levels of recovery. And a person who has lived for any length of time not being contained properly has a very poor experience of boundaries. And so having the seal go up over and over, day by day, eventually starts transmitting the message of having a boundary, and that begins to change how a person is accountable for themselves and recognizes their own need for boundaries. The next piece about how a boundary, or how the auric field, excuse me, can be compromised is that if a person has a long-term illness or has had a complex accident that's had a great impact on the body, the field can tear. This also applies to surgeries. The field can tear and weaken and become dispersed or diffuse. And so in this case, it's very important to put a seal around the field. And you may be able to do that for somebody. Or if you are not feeling well for any length of time and know how to put the seal around your field, you can. And knowing how to do it is fairly straightforward if you can trust yourself. And just affirm inside that you want a membrane-like seal around the border of your energy field. And trust. Energy knows what to do. Energy is a very subtle realm of your consciousness, and it understands what to do. Now, the thing is, if there's an illness or impact to the body that's causing the damage to the field, you want to make sure that when you bring it up, the seal, that it's quite a ways from the body. It should be about 5 feet, maybe even 6 feet away to start. If you bring the field too close, there'll be pressure on the body. So you want to start quite a distance from the body and then every few days move it in a couple inches. Maybe every 3 days move it in a couple inches. Just having the seal up is a huge benefit. But let the field consolidate slowly. The field naturally expands and contracts. It expands when you're enjoying yourself, when you're with somebody you love, when you want to be open, when you're at a meditation retreat, perhaps, when you're in the woods camping for a week. All of those things are going to expand the field, and that's a very natural thing. The field contracts as well. It contracts sometimes when it's cold and you feel cold, when you're not feeling well, when you're afraid, when you've been stressed for a long time. Can draw back into yourself and the energy can contract around you. Your energy field can contract if you're not being honest and truthful and living according to your soul energy and consciousness. You're diminishing your own energy, and so the field can contract. It's important to have an appreciation for what it is to have an expanded field and a contracted field. Most of the time, maybe 95% of the time, you're living in a sweet spot, which is that your field is open enough to enjoy life and to feel inspiration and to feel spiritually very awake and also feel grounded and feel vital and feel sturdy in your body. But occasionally you may veer to one extreme to the other. The field knows how to adjust. Let's say you're really open for whatever reason. The field knows how to adjust, but occasionally there's kind of a stuckness there. So if you're at a meditation retreat for a week and you're not, maybe it's a silent retreat, and you're with a very powerful teacher, your field will get very expanded, and when you come home, it may be very hard to integrate yourself back to normal, quote-unquote, normal life. And so in that situation, you really want to be able to draw in your energy field. And a simple process is that as you breathe in, you expand your field a little bit, and as you breathe out, you contract it. That may work for you. Or you can just imagine it a different way or envision it a different way and just kind of feel your energy field coming closer to you. Doing that a few times and getting to that sweet spot is something that you can easily do. If your field is contracted for whatever reason, you will not feel good physically. It actually puts pressure on your body. Situations in your body. So maybe you pulled a muscle somewhere. If your field is contracted, you're going to have more pain. If your field is expanded, you're going to have less pain. And so if you live in a contracted field, you probably have a fair amount of pain going on or pressure on your organs or bad digestion. And so what you can do is if you catch on that your field is contracted, you want to just expand it. You want to have a sense of intending that the field expand. You can do a breathing exercise and expand the field a little bit and find again that sweet spot where you feel grounded, but you don't feel pressure on your body anymore. So that's important. Another way to maintain energy field health is to maintain clarity. Now, it doesn't mean a constant. We're not shooting for perfection here. We're going to have days that we don't feel alert. We don't feel on top of things. We feel impacted by something that went on in our lives. That's fine. But it's important to deal with it. If you have had an emotional challenge of some sort, take time to process it, digest it, transmute it. Get help with it. Don't let it just sit there. Don't contract around it. Don't get it stuck. If you have habitual thought patterns that are self-negating, or you have obsessive thoughts, don't let them keep running and running and running. Catch them. Transmute them, or go to a therapist and find out what's underlying them and work with them. Maintain clarity. Your emotions and thoughts are generating energy that is creating your field. So you do not want that. None of us want that. Negative, or, and I put that in quotes, negative or self-limiting or restrictive energy in the field. So maintaining clarity is really important. Boundaries are important. So boundaries mean a lot of things. Boundaries in relationship, honoring another person as separate, honoring yourself as separate. How you use your energy and engage in activity. What you're willing to take on, what you're not willing to take on, has to do with knowing your boundaries. Learning to say yes, learning to say no, when that's actually what you want to say, is a form of having a boundary. So it's really, can be a very deep and complex experience of understanding who you are and upholding it. So boundaries are important because they keep your energy solid, and they keep you contained enough, and they conserve energy. A person with poor boundaries is usually dissipating a lot of energy or outflowing a lot of energy, or people are using their energy. Other people are using their energy. So it can be very draining. And if you're draining yourself through poor boundaries, your energy field will show that. So this is another opportunity to put a seal around your energy field and begin to learn to experience an energetic boundary. And as you live with an energetic boundary that's clear and intentional, you will find it much easier to practice creating boundaries in your life. It will be more comfortable for you. In my book, there's practice 3, which is clearing and sealing the energy field. It's a very straightforward practice. It is so helpful. So, and it's really on point with what we're talking about if you want to go there and practice that. Beyond that, just learn to affirm a field that is sealed, not in a rigid way, but in a natural way. Just like the cell has a border. Any of our physical cells have borders to them. Maintains the integrity of the cell. You want to maintain the integrity of your energy field so that you can feel contained and benefit from that, and also have a clear capacity to connect. Okay, well, that's it for now. I hope this has been helpful to you, and blessings.